Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
Hunting of Sounds. It was in 1998. Working at the High School for Fine Arts in Angoulême, France, at the time I took part in a very interesting project, which included sounds, video art and text, dedicated to the Portuguese poet Fernando Pessoa. Unfortunately, no financial help was offered, so after a year of preparation, we faced having to abandon this whole idea. This was agreed by all of us, of course, except me. Too much involved in the idea and theme of the Fernando Pessoa, I decided to do it myself, with only sound, no video, no additional text, just music. I asked my old friend Christina to go with me to Lisbon to look for traces and memories of the famous poet. At the same time, the GRM, the Groupe de Recherche Musicale, commissioned me a new piece, mixed piece, for saxophone and tape, as we called it at the time. The studio gave me a very, very good microphone, and I had my own nice small DAT tape recorder, and we were ready. Two over 50 years old women setting off from Paris to Lisbon in my very old also Toyota. August 1998, very hot. We stopped in Angoulême to see my friends, of course. Then we went to Bilbao, where we admired the fantastic building of the bright new Guggenheim Museum. In the light of the sun, the museum looked like some futurist or extraterrestrial object of beauty. It was a good start. A day or two later, already in Portugal, we had to drive through a wood, not only old wood, but one that was on fire on both sides of the road. The policeman told us to go fast forward to avoid the traffic jam in the forest. Having survived this scary adventure, we arrived soon in Lisbon. And here I was absolutely shocked to hear how the city sounds. It was like a symphony by itself. The people speaking, walking rapidly, singing with the trams, making their own peculiar sounds. I was happy. One of the trams, number 28, was particularly spectacular. Gold yellow or bright red, only one wagon, old but in very, very good shape, went over the city of Lisbon, climbing up the hills and performing wonderful sharp curves, and it sounded very special. The bell tinkled, the brakes made all kinds of wonderful sound effects, from screaming high notes to very low ones, from sinusoid-like simple sounds to almost wide notes. We made the journey twice, recording a lot. The second ride was suddenly interrupted by the conductor crying, "Termino, termino!" with a wonderful melodious voice. The sound of "termino, termino" ends my work together with the saxophone playing its last notes. Thank you. I recorded also the streets of the city, the open-air markets. There also the sound spectrum is extraordinarily rich. At one moment one can even hear the words "I love you" as sung in the opera performance. And even if the Fernando Pessoa project itself went temporarily into the shadows of my interest, we had to go to the Brasileira cafe where the poet worked for long hours writing. Here I hope to record interesting sound effects which I would be able to incorporate into the music. After an hour or two of recording, I was not satisfied. The cafe sounded like any cafe in the world. By then, suddenly, my ear went to the voice of a young American man speaking loudly to his friends. This voice was simply fantastic, rich and colorful. It emerged as a soloist from the other voices in the cafe. I approached him and asked if he knows Fernando Pessoa poetry, and he knew who Pessoa was, saying even that he was similar to Kafka. You can hear these words and the extraordinary timbre of his voice in the first movement of the work. After that, we went to the outside terrace of the cafe, still recording, drinking coffee, looking around. Finally, I decided to switch off my recorder. Big error. At that particular moment, a man coming from the upper part of the street with a large tray on which he had placed thousands of glass of bottles made a false movement. The tray was upended and all the bottles crashed to the ground, making incredible, brilliant, huge noise. No time, no way to switch on the recorder. It was too late. Such a disaster. I was devastated. It is why, after a year or two, I decided to find the sound of the glass breaking. I was in Paris again. It was not so easy to find the right moment when the city service emptied the big containers in which Parisians throw their bottles of wine, whiskey, their jam pots and light bulbs. After making a lot of phone calls to the city hall employers, I finally found the right person who very kindly gave me the phone number to the van driver in charge of emptying the containers. I called him. We decided to meet in three different places in the city. It was quite an adventure. I was not allowed to climb into the platform, so he recorded the noise himself. And I recorded some other performances from the street level. I had the sound finally, and one can hear it in more than one of my works. In Grain of Sounds, for example, Grain de Sable in French, its presence is very important as the work was composed shortly after the 9/11 attack in New York. You never know what can happen when you are hunting sounds. Commander, this afternoon, Captain Castilla, in route for the
You listen to Elżbieta Sikora. This episode was released on the 7th March 2023. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Art no Tempo.